This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, January 6th. Well, we had the wheat markets coming under additional selling pressure yesterday. It's becoming a bit of a worn out story, but it's still continuing. And we actually had outside day lower in the wheat space pretty much across the board. So we're getting just continued pressure there. You know, clearly the United States is struggling in the export market, and clearly the big crops out of Argentina and Australia are having an effect, a bigger effect than I certainly expected, and it's carrying over into this new year. Now, normally we do tend to see quite a bit of farmers selling right after the first of the year, and that would appear to be the case again this year. We get that initial pressure, and you know, hopefully that's getting behind us as we wrap up this week and get into next week. You know, we're looking at certainly the strong support that we're seeing in corn and beans because of the drought in South America, and also got a crop report on Wednesday that is expected to show tighter supplies of corn and beans, greater domestic usage, and for wheat, maybe not a whole lot of changes there. Maybe they'll actually decrease export expectations there, but either way, it wouldn't be by very much. We're still coming into the second half of this marketing year with relatively tight supplies. I think the winter wheat conditions in the southern plains are really telling of where this market could be headed. We have a huge drop in condition ratings from last month, and it's not getting any better. The dry conditions are widespread and they're continuing, and the crop is very stressed. So, you know, as we break dormancy, we're going to need some pretty timely rains or else this market takes off to the upside. In corn and beans, the drought in South America is well entrenched for the next 2 weeks. We're looking at very hot and dry conditions, temperatures in the high 90s into the hundreds across much of Argentina and creeping up into southern Brazil as well. We're seeing some crop stress in corn and soybeans in that region. We haven't even finished planting the corn crop as farmers are getting that in pretty late, you know, waiting for some rains that just simply are not coming. In the central and northern parts of Brazil, we're in the harvest of soybeans, and they've got just the opposite problem, too much rain. We're starting to see some quality declines there. Early harvest reports are suggesting that yields are quite a bit below expectations. You would think all of this would be, you know, surging the market higher, but it's not. And much of that was the report yesterday from the Fed when they released the minutes that the Fed is planning to be much more proactive in pushing back on inflation before it becomes more structural. This has been a fear quite a bit, and it's been part of the upward push in commodity prices, with the expectation that hedge funds would want to have a bigger position in the physical commodities to protect against inflation pressures. Well, the Fed is going to be more proactive and start raising interest rates, decreasing the bond purchase program faster than expected. That does push back a little bit on the financial markets. The stock market taking note of that as well, with an outside day lower there too. So there are some red flags being thrown up about that, but at the end of the day, when you're looking at the grain space, you're still looking at a disaster unfolding in South America for corn and beans, and a potential disaster to unfold here in the United States with primarily hard red winter wheat. We still haven't even gotten out of the drought condition in the northern plains, so spring wheat is still on the table as well. But I think with spring wheat, we're seeing a fair amount of pressure there. It's actually leading the market lower for the wheat space, as losses across the northern plains for winter wheat could quite easily shift into spring wheat acres. So the battle for acres that we expected to see between corn and beans, I think, is still there. But spring wheat will be probably not as big of a player at this point. And again, that's probably primarily, you know, the far western North Dakota and throughout much of Montana. Winter wheat losses could flip over to spring wheat fairly quickly. But still, you're looking, I think, at a big battle for acres between corn and beans. You know, fertilizer prices are sky high, chemical prices sky high, and yet corn the way corn prices are structured right now, it's still profitable to seed corn if you can get the fertilizer and chemicals. But either way, soybeans can't afford to lose an acreage base either. Veg oil prices around the world are at record highs, and that is pulling bean prices higher. So they're trying to pull more acres into the mix as well. And speaking of sky-high world prices, the UN Food Agency is reporting that world food prices are at a 10-year high, largely because of veg oil prices and meat prices. You know, who knows when those are going to back off, but I think suffice it to say, inflation is starting to become structural, and that's why the Fed is becoming much more proactive. This morning, export sales for the grains were, we weren't expecting big numbers, and boy, we didn't even get that. We got wheat export sales, 51,000 tons. That's barely a blip on the radar. They were only looking for between 150 and 500, so we didn't even get that at the low end of the range. Corn, same story, 256,000 tons. That was about half of the low end of the range of expectations, from 500 to 1 million. And soybeans at 450,000, that was right at the low end of the range of expectations, from 400 to 1.3 million tons. So pretty rough start, you know, or pretty rough way to wrap up last year. But again, weren't expecting much. And with wheat, we clearly are just not being very competitive. We're seeing much more competition and price pressure from Southern Hemisphere than I expected. But I do think that, you know, once we get past this first week or two of January, when we typically see the markets come under some selling pressure, we'll start to bounce back up. And I think corn and soybeans will be your leader, and wheat will follow that. If not on its own fundamentals, wheat will follow corn and beans higher, I think, as we get into early February. But the first item on the table is the crop report next week, and I would think that would hold a bullish slant for corn and beans. That alone should support wheat as well. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.